We're 1 minute past. Yeah. Now we're 1 minute past the hour. I think we can start. Hope we'll have more people joining us. But okay, may I ask him to start the recording?
The recording has started.
And now we celebrate it with a loud cracking noise. Demi, it's your line. Please mute. So we're starting CCNSL Council meeting today, 13 April 2017. We received several apologies. Kim, could I ask you to list all apologies?
Yes, we've received apologies from Byron, Christelle, Abdallah, Debbie, and Ching.
Okay, thank you very much. Luckily, we have no resolutions today. Well, it's a very unusual situation. Usually, we have loads of them. Today, we have none, which means that we're not so worried about quorum. Nevertheless, there are many items that we need to discuss. And one of the last we have, number 16, we have next meetings. Usually when we're after an hour of meeting, many people start dropping off. Therefore, I'd like to start with that one. Well, this is very important and concerns all of us. It's about our face-to-face meeting in Johannesburg. As you know, it's a short meeting, meeting B, and just as in Helsinki, this time we also have to decide on two alternatives, whether we have our face-to-face meeting on Wednesday, 5 p.m. local time during Block 5, which might be non-conflicting, so-called non-conflicting cross-community session, or on Thursday, 9 a.m. local time during Block 1. If you know your preference now, if you speak up now, so please do it by raising your hand or in the chat window, or think about it while we discuss other topics, and at the end, I'd like to hear your opinion. So no immediate comments? Okay, if not, let's move to the next agenda item.
Katrina, this is
Yes, Bart.
You didn't see my hand. Say that there are some people who are not in the Adobe room, but who are online, so that makes it difficult. So if you just online, just raise your voice as I did now, and we'll try to manage it. Okay, Suleiman is not on in the Adobe room. Jan is not in the Adobe room, and I think one or two others as well.
Yes, thank you. You're right. Please lower your hand. So next time I'll try to notice it. Either option works for Stephen, apparently. Well, either option works for me too. But some people, for some people, it's an issue in helping because they were planning to leave. So if you plan to leave Wednesday, for example, or early Thursday morning, please let us know. Okay, let's move forward. Minutes and actions. So minutes published. Action items. Kim.
We have one action item still open, and that's for the Secretariat to send out a call for volunteers for the GAC underserved region working group, and I think that's ongoing still.
Yes, we haven't. We're waiting for them, actually. I think they have to make the first move, and when there's more clarity around it, then we can issue a call for volunteers. Okay, thanks. Next one is about CCNSL funding. First, I'd like to thank the drafting team for excellently written document. Our timeline, you can scroll the document and see the timeline on your screen. So we have this document, the draft document. I hope you had time to read it. Unfortunately, I do not see Nigel on the call. I really wanted him to give us a brief brief summary, let's see. Okay, probably let's wait a little bit. Bart, may I ask you to reach out to okay, Stephen is trying to hunt him down. Then let's move to the next agenda item because it's really, there are several issues we need to discuss, and we better wait for Nigel to join us. Somebody's talking, but sorry, I do not understand who is it and what he's saying. So could you please repeat?
I believe that was Suleiman. And he tried
Did he want to say something? No.
No, not really. And he's in the chat
room
now. Oh, is he in the...
Okay, let's wait. Yeah. Now we'll be waiting for Nigel and move to next agenda item. It's about our approval action. Process. Thesis as a decisional participant. And Stephen, maybe you can give a short overview of the status quo, where we are, and what our next steps are. Stephen?
Yeah. You want me to talk about? Got distracted trying to track Nigel down. Do you want me to just talk about the guideline at this point or just on the where preparations are for the upcoming forum?
Just share, exactly, your steps that you made when reaching out for other your fellows on the EC administration. And.
Okay, well, let me give you an update, Council, an update on the two related topics, the first being CCNSO preparations for the Approval Action Community Forum that will most likely be held at the Joburg meeting, and also where the actual Empowered Community Administration's preparations are with regards to that forum as well. Overall, I think the CCNSO is in pretty good shape. Katrina recently put out a heads-up email to the entire CCTLD community just introducing what the board is contemplating doing, and that actually got more response back than I thought it would early on. So that's good. So there's some awareness now out there, and I think Katrina will have to do a follow-up once the board makes their formal adoption of the bylaw change, which will trigger this whole process. Kim has also been tweaking the website to add some additional pages to support and document and archive what we will be doing as a decisional participant in the exercise of enhanced powers. It looks like we pretty much are there with the approval portion of that. The rejection portion will come later, as will, and hopefully never have to be used, the director removal, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape with our ability to properly document and archive the correspondence and reports and everything else that will be transpiring going forward as we exercise our new powers under ICANN 3.0. And I think this will put us in pretty good standing when we finally do get around to getting a review done from the transparency standpoint. Last, and also with respect to the CCNSO preparations, the long-awaited draft approval action guideline has been circulated to the Guidelines Review Committee for editing slash review, and I fully expect that that group will come to a consensus on what the guidelines should look like, and it will be circulated to Council prior to next month's meeting so that Council can adopt it at the next teleconference. And if we can achieve that, then we will be truly in good shape going into the ICANN meeting on that score. With regards to the actual Empowered Community Administration, we're somewhat less prepared, but I think at the end of the day we'll be okay. I wrote my colleagues a while back and offered to assume the management responsibility for this upcoming approval action. And I heard back from both the GNSO and NSO representative favorably. I've heard nothing to date back from the GAC representative or the ALAC representative, but since three of us, five of us have said, yeah, let's do this, I've gone ahead and assumed responsibility for this. I've been in touch with Jeffrey, the corporate secretary, to sort out a timing issue regarding the formal request that the ECA needs to submit to ICANN to have ICANN arrange the public forum in Johannesburg. I've also been in touch with ICANN staff regarding the scheduling of the forum within the ICANN meeting and some nuts and bolts things that I think this public forum will require, such as translation, et cetera, et cetera. And that's about it. Happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. I didn't hear half of what you were saying because at some point I just lost my internet connectivity or whatever happened. I hope that others did hear, even though I see in the chat window that Leonid lost his connectivity too. So probably something wrong with part of the word. Stephen, may I ask you to mute? This horrible echo. Yeah, thank you. Now you see the link, actually two links posted in the chat window. Please visit them and see how it all looks. One thing kind of worries me, though. I don't know if Stephen mentioned that. Sorry if I'm repeating it. After my initial email to the community, probably it wasn't quite clear. And then Nigel also gave some head up to the community and asked them to speak up. So people started expressing their support to the proposed changes. Why this is a problem? It's not a problem, but it's why I think it's an issue. Because my understanding of the process is that first there's an announcement of something that triggers this approval action. Then now we have a public comment period, and during this public comment period, CCTLDs are anyone who wants to speak up, they can submit their comments. The comments are consolidated, and there's a staff report on that. And at the end, it's not the end, in the middle of the process, ICANN board takes a decision, and then EC administration asks to organize this community forum, and after community forum there's 21 day long period during which the CCNSO council needs to express either their support or reject the proposed changes or just stay neutral. The thing is that the current proposal and the proposal adopted by the board, they may differ, which means that we need to hear from the community during this 21-day period. Now when they started expressing their support, now if we ask for we ask them to repeat their support during this 21-day period, it may be a little bit confusing. That's one thing. Another thing is that now at least some have indicated to me that they expect us to be to submit comments. So there's echo again. Stephen, please mute. I'll finish soon. Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, somebody. Okay, thanks. So they expect us to gather feedback now and submit it on behalf of the CCNSO during the public comment period. I'm not saying it's not possible. It definitely is. We're not prepared for that. So the idea of the mail was just to inform the community so that they understand what's going on. Anyway, I would love to hear your thoughts on the process and what should we do now. Should we submit any comments or whatever? Stephen, please.
She raised this point, and I really don't see that this is a problem, because basically what you can characterize the responses you received to date in response to your overview email is that they're commenting on the proposal that's under comment. And I think when that closes and the board finally takes action and we see what the final form of what they've done is, I think then what you would do is send out a second email saying, well, this is what they've done, and they've made this minor tweak, if in fact they've made any changes, and just ask those who have responded previously, have you changed your opinion? So that if you don't hear back from them, you can assume that they're still in agreement with what the board has done. So I think that's probably the way to handle that. I don't see this as being a big issue. And that's all for me.
Well, the issue is that people might be confused. That's I think that's a good way forward, the one you proposed. Okay, what's the status with Nigel? Will he join us, or? Because currently I do not see him. Maybe he's on the phone. Okay, if not, then let's move to next agenda item. It's about CSC charter review. And as you remember, we spoke to RISG during the meeting in Copenhagen and came up with the schedule. Another thing is that terms of we discussed the terms of the process and we agreed to have a lightweight review and have a small review team, three members from each side. Somebody has again a very noisy line. Those are three members from RSG and three members from the CCNSO. So today there are a couple of questions I'd like to hear your opinion on. First, what do you think about the timeline? Does that timeline look okay to you? Anyone? Okay, then I assume that the timeline is okay. What about the, and I hope that you don't mind a lightweight approach that we're proposing here, because clearly we know that the Customer Standing Committee was perfectly well, and PTI also delivers. So apparently there are not so many problems, and they can work very well. Nothing, well, they do not. They're not looking for any particular changes in their charter to make their lives easier. So I hope you do not object to lightweight approach. Then the last question is about this team of three people. Any ideas about that? So please note that our members on the CSC, Byron and Jay, they should not be members on this review team. They are advisors. Definitely the team should talk to them, but they should not be members of the team. So shall we handle it among counselors, or you think we should issue a call for volunteers to get three volunteers from the community, or any ideas? Okay, apparently not. Okay, we don't have to take any decision today, but this is definitely something that we need to think about, the process. How are we going to find three people and find them pretty soon? Okay, so let's just decide on the way forward later. Okay, next agenda item is about the CCWG IG, Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, and their updated charter. As you remember, we received, we had some discussions around this charter in Hyderabad, and less than a week before the meeting in Copenhagen, we received the updated charter. And, we didn't have time to look into it, so now I hope you had enough time to do that. So, anyone would like to ask something, comment or anything? I know that Yangam is on the call, and Yangam already encouraged us to look into the charter and support the group in Copenhagen. So, anyone wants to comment, ask anything? Okay, if not, then Yangam would like to say something, but unfortunately she has no microphone. Then I have some questions around this the charter and actually the group itself. The group is very active, and they have a lot of emails, email exchange, and but it, if you look at the those emails, you can notice that there are not so many active participants from the CCNSO. So the question is, actually there are several questions. We're a chartering organization, but we're not very active. So should we remain as a chartering organization? Yeah, well, we already expressed our support to the group, and we, and clearly this group has proven to be very useful to many people. They gather information and they try to address those issues that need to be addressed. But the lack of active participants from the CCTOD community, well, it raises questions. If we remain as a chartering organization, keep supporting the group, Should we, or how can we improve participation in this group? That's one of the questions. Yeah, probably we should issue a call for volunteers to join this group because, well, quite many people are active on IGF and other forum, local, regional, internet governance forums. Another thing is, well, how can we ensure that those issues that are addressed by this group are actually discussed within SOs and ICs? How can we ensure that CCTLD, the views from the CCTLD communities are actually taken into account during this one? And is this process of gathering information more properly reflected in the charter? Well, I'd say that at least I'm not so sure that this is properly described in the current version of the charter. So, answering Peter's question, no, we do not need to take the decision now. We do not have any resolutions today, and probably we're not even quorate to take any resolution. But so there actually are some questions, and I propose that we think about those questions. We write them down and ask Youngham to talk to the working group and probably come up with answers or probably some mechanisms to address, well, new wording to the charter to address these issues. So if this looks okay to you, if nobody objects, so let's proceed this way. So while we're still waiting for Nigel, let's move to, if there are no more comments about the charter, let's move forward. Yeah, so everybody's really welcome to reread the charter and submit your questions if you have any. If not, I'll try to share the questions with the group, and then either we update, you add your own questions, or you just point out that those are irrelevant or something. Okay, next one. Next is agenda item number 8, limited scope RDS, or who is who, a nomination of members to the review team. So to give a short... well, to remind you of the whole story, this is yet another specific review, and there was a call for volunteers, and several people, well, many people have applied, and several of them indicated that they are hoping that the CISNESO will endorse them. The problem is, probably I shouldn't use the word problem, because it's quite a heavy word for that. The thing is that there are parallel some things going on in parallel. For example, there's a PDP on who is run by the GNSO. So since November of last year, there is a discussion on the scope of this who is RDS review. And today there's no decision on that. And despite the fact, we don't know the scope. We don't know how long it takes. Since we do not know the scope, we don't know what skill set is required to those who will serve on this specific review team. So there are basically two options for us. One option is that we just forget all those discussions on the scope. Let's forget also that actually another thing that, for example, now in May next year, general data protection regulation of the European Union will come into force, and many registries, registrars, CCTLDs will have to implement the requirements of this regulation, which will definitely affect who is. So there are many things that might influence this specific review. So we can forget them all and just say, okay, here's a list of people who want our endorsement. Mm-hmm. And we just use our guideline to select them. That's option one. But if we choose this option, then I would really urge you to read carefully statement submitted by those seeking our endorsement, because just read them carefully. And option two is that we write a letter to the board, an ICANN organization, in which we say that we would like the scope to be defined first, and we can also list some reasons why we believe that CCTLDs have enough experience all the things around that. So, list all the problems that registries and registrars will face due to this regulation that will come into force. And just, ask to do things properly. It would mean that we just ask ICANN to define scope first, and knowing the scope and knowing the workload, we would be able to select the right people for the review team. So there are basically two alternatives for us. At least currently those that we see. If you see any other alternative or any other option, please just speak up and let's discuss. Again, we don't have to take any decision today. We still have time, but we received a request from ICANN staff to nominate people to this specific review team. So, without knowing the scope. Yeah, well, for option two, there are two options. One is we we defer nominating people until the scope is clear, or we can just say that we will join withdraw our participation at the moment and say that we can join later. But this is something that we can think about and discuss. So I see in the chat window people thinking that wait for clarification. So currently we think that option two is more pragmatic and logical, and let's see. Okay, then I propose that we, Bart and I, will draft this letter to the board, and then we send it to you, and then we just see how we can what we can do to make things right. Okay, I see that Nigel has joined us on the phone bridge. Nigel, can you hear us?
I can hear you, thanks. I'm sorry for the late arrival. Some family stuff came up, and I noticed my other phone has just stopped ringing. But, Kim, thanks for dialing out to me.
Okay, that's good. Now we're going back to agenda item number 4. And that's about the draft, excellent draft, but still we need to discuss it. And there are some concerns, at least I would like to share. Maybe others have some concerns too. So, Nigel, may I ask you to give a brief summary of the document
and the
discussions of the team?
Okay, well, the summary of the document is it's gone through several iterations. There was the original draft that I produced for a starting point, and then Jukka did a lot of work on it and produced something which is a significant advancement on that, shall we say. It's a little bit different, a little bit more diplomatic, perhaps. This then went out to the drafting team, and absolutely not a single negative comment was received, or even a positive comment, I could say, either. And therefore, it's presented to council for council's approval or rejection, I guess.
Okay, thank you. As you see, there is a significant increase. Currently, we have 12 slots, and the proposal is to increase it more than twice, from 12 to 26 slots.
I can certainly comment on that. I want to be a little bit diplomatic and careful about this because, in the interest of openness and transparency, our council meetings are entirely open, and you don't negotiate by holding your cards face open to the person you're negotiating with. Let us just say that it's not possible to increase when you ask for less. It also is a situation that there are certain principles I think that are really important here. The first of those is that the council should have the resources to do its work irrespective of whether the council members are from a rich registry which never claims its travel expenses or doesn't need to, or from a developing world country. It should be entirely neutral. And for historical reasons, and we don't really need in the document to go into why we have such a small resources by comparison to the other SOACs, but the fact is we do, and it's clear to me that this is causing significant problems in participation significant problems in participation from potential community leaders for the future, because put it bluntly, if you can only afford to attend one face-to-face ICANN meeting in three, which is the situation we're currently in, many people will simply not even put their hands up and come forward. So the first point is that we must be in a position where the chair and all of the council members are funded. If the council member chooses not to take the funding, that can release it for other deserving causes within the CCTLD community. And whilst I agree that we should why I agree we shouldn't be turning around and saying, the GAC and the ALAC have got so and so much resources. The fact is that, you know, we do contribute and they don't.
They contribute as well. Thank you very much. I wouldn't be so blunt saying, they do not contribute. Everybody contributes to their knowledge, experience.
All I'm saying is that we don't start out by asking for 13 seats, because that way we'll get 13 seats.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Absolutely agree with you. If you do not ask, you do not get. However, you did compare a number of seats with other SLJCs. Please note that they increased the number of their seats gradually. In our case, we asked for immediate increase more than twice. I'm not saying it's not justified. I'm just saying that the increase is too big for such a short period of time, because we're targeting next financial year, and for that year the amount of money is what it is, and if we ask for such an increase, I think it would mean at least half a million euros or dollars, whatever, in addition to our current expenses, or something like that. Maybe I calculated give or take. So I'm sure that the question.
Whatever we do, we will be knocked down by 50%. So if you want to start with a low number and have that low number knocked down by 50%, then fine.
No, the thing is that we may, I would urge the drafting team to consider possible increases within, I don't know, 3-4 years. So something more reasonable, that we ask for something for the next year and then increase in the coming year and so on, because otherwise...
That's a good point. So we only have to include two or three words, and that is to say that the number that we're asking for can be phased in. That's all we need to add. We don't say how long. We let ICANN say what they think in response. But if we say it can be phased in, then I think that addresses that point.
Okay. Anyway, So may we ask you to look into that, but
we didn't get any feedback from the rest of the team to Yoka's draft.
Everybody
accepted it and thought it was good.
So I would ask team, please look again into the document, and others from other councillors also, please look into the document and think how can we increase our chances to get into
it. To get a yes,
basically.
I agree with Katrina 101%.
And so answering Wafa's comment in the chat window, since CCTOs are most of the time managed by the government, that's not the case. It's not that CCTOs are most of the time managed by the government. Okay, so let's go back to agenda, because I see that our time is running out.
Katrina, this is Bart. Sorry for jumping in. It's just with regards to the letter itself. It was only circulated yesterday to the council because the drafting team had to finalize and had to agree to the letter. So if the council as a whole, because this is going to be a council statement, you will have until, if you look at the original time schedule, until Monday evening, given it is Easter for some of you. Maybe we can extend this to Tuesday, the 18th, 1700 UTC. If you have any comments on the draft, please circulate them to directly to Nigel and Joko or to the council list, preferably to the council list, so the drafting team can consolidate them, because the council did not have the chance to really look at it until now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's good.
Thank you, Bart. I agree. Easter holidays really are important ones, yeah. So, going to the next agenda item. It's agenda item number 9. It's our liaison to ALAC. So as you remember, in December last year, we appointed Wafa to ALAC. As our liaison to ALAC. But recently, Wafa highlighted one aspect of our own guideline. It's our guideline on liaisons and observers. So the guideline, we use the language from the bylaws. The bylaws regarding, well, for example, at this part of the CCNSO and GNSO, the bylaws clearly say that liaison, well, we can exchange liaisons, but liaisons do not become members of the council, and they are not voting as council members. Well, in case of ALAC, bylaws, they do not speak that about the exchange of liaisons, but we applied the same principle we have in for CNSO, GNSO, apply the same principle that our liaison does not become a council member and does not vote on the council, which, well, personally I think is very, very reasonable request. But as Wafa pointed out, she is a councillor. Wafa, please correct me if I'm wrong, but so I understand that you are a councillor and you were a councillor before you became the liaison. Am I correct? So please feel free to correct me. Okay.
Yes. I am a councillor, and I raised this issue with you and Bart in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think the dialogue came after.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter in this case. I think. Theoretically, yes, we adopted the guideline after that, but the principle was in the bylaws before we adopted the guideline. So we haven't discussed this with ALAC yet. So probably this is one of the ways to proceed. So we can ask. ALAC, if they are okay with the fact that our liaison is on the council and is voting as a councillor. I feel it's an international issue, and I would rather prefer that we stick to the principle in the bylaws. But again, Wafa was a councillor before, and I'm sure that Wafa is a perfect, excellent liaison, our liaison to the ALAC council. But still, this is an issue, and I would like to hear what others think about this situation.
Before this, Katina, can I ask you something?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you hear me?
Please do. Yes, we do hear you.
Yes, about my question, when I said that CCLDs are most of the time governed by government, I was asking why NSO does not have a liaison with the GAG. This was my main question.
This is difficult, and yeah, we've had some group that's worked together. But yeah, this is a difficult issue, and it will have to be addressed at some point. But let's not talk about this today.
Yes.
So, anyone would like to? Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's I think a good point, and we definitely we've discussed it in the past, and we definitely will have to discuss it in the future. So, anyone would like to comment situation? If not, maybe let's decide that I will reach out to the chair of ALAC and ask for his opinion on this situation. Okay, Peter apparently supports it. Okay, let's do that. Next agenda item, it's roles and responsibilities of councillors and the work plan. Actually, according to the guideline, we are... after our meeting in Copenhagen, the Guidelines Review Committee decided to revise the guideline on the roles and responsibilities of the CCNSL Council because of elections and the things that were not regulated in our internal documents. And that was the GRC reviewed, and in that guideline, it says that the council assigns roles and responsibilities during its first face-to-face meeting of the year, which is what's supposed to be in Copenhagen. We didn't do that. We deferred it to this meeting. And actually, it made me to think that what we need is, I'd like to ask the secretariat to help me with that. Probably we have to make a table with all our meetings and write what we need to do for each meeting according to the our own internal guidelines, because sometimes we are so so busy with other things that we forget these ones. So so we have a triage committee, we have travel funding committee, we have overseer of membership applications. I hear some echo again. People, may I ask you to mute if you're not speaking? Or maybe that's on the phone. Whoever is on the phone. Yeah, so, we have to decide on all these, participation on all these committees and things. Bart, please.
Thank you, Katrina. So just with respect to the roles and guidelines, say normally what we do, we reach out to people, Home Council, to fill a role in any of these committees. The reason why we didn't discuss it this time, because there was some unclarity whether to include the chair and vice chair elections and document the procedure for that as well, in the roles and responsibilities guidelines. But say for the next one, and we thought we would handle this with the GRC, but it might be just as good to revisit the, because it's just recently been updated, to revisit it, say that you and I revisit it and propose it to council before the next meeting, including reaching out to councillors to fill the different committees. That was the reason with respect to the roles and responsibilities.
We should do that, and we have to update this council committee's page on Wiki, because according to charters of these committees, People are not supposed to stay on this forever, but we need some rotation to ensure that workload is evenly distributed, or at least more or less evenly distributed. Okay, this is something that needs to be done, and I propose that we make a table with all our council meetings, including face-to-face meetings, and probably some something, everything that we can foresee, so we should clear for us what we want to, what we need to discuss. Okay, that's one thing. Next agenda item is update on the PDP. I will give a short update on the list of actions. So first, as you saw, the Secretariat issued the call for volunteers. And we already have quite a few. And next, during our next call, we expected to appoint people to the working group. We've sent email to ALAG, GAC, GNSO, and ASAC, inviting individual members of these organizations to become participants of this working group. As you saw, we also sent a letter to the chair of the board in which we formally requested deferral of decisions on retirement of CCTLDs until there is a policy in place. And we also informed the chair of the GAC in which we asked GAC to offer opinion and they acknowledged the receipt and asked about the timeline. And so we asked for some at least some initial advice until Johannesburg. So that's a short short update. One thing that still needs to be done: we will publish issue the report for public comment. That still is on the to-do list. Anyone want to comment or something? Nigel, you want to comment something?
No, I'm good. Thanks for giving me the opportunity, as I'm not on the Adobe Connect screen. But I think we're good, and I think with a small tweak to take into account what you've suggested earlier, we'll be good to go, and I'll post it all to the list.
Okay, thank you. So if no, nothing more, then let's move to next agenda item. It's council updates. I think you more or less know what I've been doing. Yesterday I also participated on the call with registry and registrar stakeholder groups, during which they discussed this European regulation on personal data protection. Didn't say anything, but so it was quite interesting to participate. Actually, that was the Peter's idea to consult with CCTLDs. Okay, any updates from vice chairs, Demi? No updates from Demi. Any councillor would like to say anything? Any regional organization? Secretariat?
Just one thing. I've shared with you, say, for your education, what we as a secretariat do, including Maria, as who was introduced to you. So have a look so you understand, first of all, what we do. And if you want to discuss a certain topic, reach out to the person listed to it. So that's all.
Yeah, thank you very much. Next working group updates, program working group, Alejandra.
Thank you, Katrina. Can I ask him to upload the block schedule, please? So to be brief, and if we can make it scrollable, that will be awesome. Thank you. We will have now a policy forum. That means that it will last only for 4 days. It's a short meeting, like Helsinki. The format is focused on SOAC policy work and outreach. Keep in mind that since this is the short meeting, there will be no welcome ceremony, no public forum, no public board meeting, or sponsor exhibition areas, and we will have the famous cross-community session. So this is an overview on how the schedule will look like for the whole meeting. On our first day, we will have the working groups, some working groups meetings, also the DNS Tech workshop and the Tech Day, and the first two cross-community sessions. For this, I want to draw your attention that now it's been discussed that Block 4, the first cross-community session, could be not necessarily non-conflicted to give some space to other ASOs or ACs to do something different or to approach just a couple of ASO ACs and not the whole ICANN community. So that's an observation. Then we have already submitted 5 cross-community sessions. Today is the due date for doing this. And we will see what happens with these cross-community sessions on Tuesday. That's when the next planning call will take place, and then we will see what others have proposed and then how the voting will take place. On day 2 and day 3, we will have our CCNSO member meetings that will go from 9 in the morning until 2:45, and then we will have the cross-community session. On Tuesday, it's planned to have our famous CCNSO cocktail. And then, getting back to what Katrina said at the beginning of the session, we have these decisions to make, as in when we will have a CCNSO council meeting. It was scheduled to be on Wednesday on Block 5, but the strong suggestion will be to have it on Thursday morning, since we are supposed to have a non-conflicted block on Wednesday. But this will remain to be discussed among the council if they feel that this will be a problem. I see that Stephen has his hand up. Yes, Stephen?
Stephen, now you can unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I don't see the community forum for the approval thing on the schedule for day 1, and I was wondering what's going on with that.
Stephen, this is Bart. This is most likely needs to be organized by ICANN.org. So this is what you see right now is the CCNSO schedule, and it needs to be run through, say, the meetings, teams, etc. And what we've done until now, this is just purely CCNSO sessions. So that's all I can say. And they need to do it. I fully agree.
Yes, Stephen. Unmute.
You've got... Can you hear me now?
We do.
Yes.
Okay. Now can you... Yes, okay. My Mac is really being funky today. My concern, Bart, is that, we're looking, this is all orientated towards CCNSO. However, the cross-community session, one of those needs, on day one, needs to have the forum in place. And the earliest I can see this happening now is block four, which would conflict with tech day, or block five. And of the two, maybe block five is the better one. But I feel it's really important that this forum be taken seriously. I also feel it's really important that this forum be scheduled as early into the meeting as it can be, so the community has some time to react to it and discuss it. And I don't see that happening with this schedule. So I do have some concerns.
I fully agree with you, but say the way I can see it will happen, if you really want to do it, it's going to be block one or block two on day one.
Yeah, and it's not on our schedule. It will be on general ICANN schedule. And as Bart told you, clearly we do not have the latest information yet, so therefore it's not... it's not visible on this table. So thank you, Alejandra, for the update. Let's move to the next agenda item. It's GRC update, the Guidelines Review Committee. As I already mentioned, we're reviewing roles and responsibilities guidelines, so re-reviewing. So we're back to reviewed it once, and now we're doing it again, updating with relevant information about the elections within the council. Then we're updating council elections guideline to reflect discussions we had in Copenhagen. And the most important one is we're working on approval action guideline. And now what we're doing, the exercise we're doing with this this process of updates, well, changes on the Stephen, please mute. The exercise that we're doing with the current proposal to change the fundamental bylaws, it will be reflected in this guideline. So these three are on our radar now, and some others. We went through all the documents that we have reviewed and some that we still need to review and some we have to create from the scratch. And we also have such kind of mind map or at least clearer picture now going back on track of what we need to do. So then we'll have a written update from SOP working group, or Bart, you want to say something?
No.
From CSC, there's nothing new. They haven't discussed, they haven't met since Copenhagen. And TLD Ops update, I think we also have it written. We'll have a written update from GNSO and ALAC, from our very active liaisons. Agenda item number 15, it's any other business. Anyone has any other business? Because I have one. Something that I wanted to discuss with you. As you probably have noticed, ICANN has posted our proposal to defer CCNSO review until the next year for public comment. So the question is, if in case somebody decides to submit a comment on this proposal to defer our review, and we do not submit anything. How do you feel about that? So should we maybe also submit some more detailed explanation why we believe that this organizational review should not take place as according to the timeline which is has been drafted according to the law. So why we think that the organizational review must be done properly when we have time, when we have resources to contribute. So what do you think? Would you support us submitting more comments to, well, kind of our proposal, or do you think that probably that's not necessary enough? So, anyone would like to say anything? Okay, Peter, hello, we're almost done. And another Peter I see is typing something, Steven typing something too. Okay, Peter does not think there's any... okay, Steven, that's not very helpful. Is it yes or no? Should we submit our comments or not? No comments needed. Okay, so we have still thinking that at this point we do not need to submit any comments. Okay, anyone else would like to raise anything under any other business? No? Nothing? Okay, so did you have time to think about our council meeting? So Thursday, 9 a.m., it's Thursday, 29 June. In Johannesburg local time, so 9 a.m. Is it okay? Bafa, it's well, normally it's well, we can submit a written update, but if you want to say it, you can do that. But if it's okay for you, then yeah, written update would be excellent. Yeah, thank you. So, Alejandra supports Thursday. Anyone else supports Thursday? Thursday, Stephen. Thursday. No, you can use wonderful features on in Adobe if you're in Adobe. You can use wonderful features showing your support. Peter Manroste is Wednesday. Peter forgot, is Thursday is okay. Okay. Suleiman, Thursday is also okay. And Demi, Alejandra, Hiro also indicated that Thursday is okay. So thank you very much. With that, I would like to conclude the meeting. Unless somebody wants to say anything. If not, then... thank you very much, and let's proceed according to the plan, everything that we discussed today. Again, no resolutions for today, but still a lot of things to do. So thank you very much for being on the call, and see you online or offline or anywhere. So thanks, and bye-bye.